Forgotten customer support. My name is Taniqua. How may I help you?
Yes, I got my credit card statement and it has a charge on it that shouldn't be there.
All right, one moment. I can help you figure out what it is.
Okay.
All right, may I have your zip code?
49203.
Yes, ma'am. And your first and last name?
Amy Swanson.
All righty, Miss Amy. And can you verify your shipping address for me?
112 East Meadow Heights, Jackson, Michigan.
Yes, ma'am. All right. So I do have this account access for you, Miss Amy, and I am seeing on here where the account has already been canceled out for you.
Right. I called last month, and you said you were canceling it, and this month there's charges again.
Okay. And what day were you charged on?
What date?
Yes, ma'am.
12/16 and January 15th.
This is February.
Right. I'm just getting my January statement, or my, it goes from the 1st of January until the 10th of February.
Yes,
so I
ma'am.
Just got it in the mail yesterday, so I'm just opening it, and
yes,
there's
ma'am.
A January
so,
charge.
Yes,
that I
ma'am.
Have to pay in February, so.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm not seeing something where you have to pay in February. But this account is canceled out. I am seeing a charge that you are seeing that you have in January 15th, which they billed you for that shipment that you had received on the 21st.
I didn't receive a shipment.
Yes, ma'am.
I received the shipment that's dated 12/16. And I didn't want it, and that's what alerted me, and I called and said I didn't want it, and you said it was already on my charge account and that I could not send the product back because you don't send them back, and you were going to cancel my account so I would not be charged after.
Right. So you canceled the
12th. But I got a charge.
Yes, ma'am.
So
and what
you
I'm...
did.
Miss Amy, if you could let me talk, because we can't talk at the same time. You want me to explain, or do you want to talk first?
Well, I'll let you explain.
Okay, cool. Okay, so all calls are notated in, called or monitored and stuff in that nature. So it looks like you called in on January the 21st to cancel the account out, which means that charge was already made on the 15th, which means that order had already been processed and also delivered to you on the 21st. Which is the same day you called in?
So I received the product twice.
Right.
And you charged me three times.
So right.
Something's wrong. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am. It makes sense.
Okay. How did I get two products and charged three times?
So you initially paid for a trial for what you paid $5.95 and $4.95 shipping and handling for that product.
That's the first time I got charged.
Right.
Yep, that's the first time I got charged.
Which means
and I
if
got
you
the
did,
product.
Yes, ma'am. Which means if you didn't call in within that 14-day period, they would have billed you the full retail price of that product and enrolled you in auto ship, which is the $85.90 and $94.90, which goes with those two $5.95 and the $4.95. So they billed you again and sent you out a new product, which means you only should have two packages.
So when I paid the $5.95, that is not.
It's only for that trial
not for
period.
The first shipment.
No,
so
ma'am, it's for
me.
The trial period.
Okay, so you charge me full price.
Right, because you didn't cancel.
I got two shipments, but I got charged three times.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what
and
I'm
I
trying
just
to say.
and what I'm explaining to you is just why you got charged three times and only got two shipments.
So
Because you didn't
you
call in
you
to counsel.
I understand that part, but you automatically charge. I don't understand. Why did I pay the $450 and if you're going to charge me full price anyway?
Because, as you said, you only paid shipping and handling for that product, which means you were only paying for a 14-day trial. So once that trial expired, you were billed because you didn't call in to cancel. If you would have called in within that 14-day period to cancel, all of these charges could have been avoided. But due to you failed to do so, they billed you for it.
Right.
And billed you again and sent you new product.
I get the first time to bill me. I get that. That was my fault. I didn't call you quick enough.
Right.
So as soon as I called you, that means I should not have been charged in January.
Ma'am, you didn't call in until January the 21st when you received that package.
I don't understand. So it's this is correct. You're charging me three times for two shipments, and you're telling me this is correct.
Right.
And that makes sense to you?
I'm explaining it to you the best way I can. So let's just go through it again. The $5.95 and $4.95 is for a 14-day trial, which means when a trial expires, then someone will bill you for something else, which is that product that you have. That $5.95 and the $4.95 is not what you paid for the product. You didn't pay for the product. The product was free. The only thing you paid was for shipping, which means if you didn't call in to cancel, that company would have billed you for that product that you have since you didn't say you didn't want the product anymore. So the $5.95 and the $4.95 charges don't even matter because that's only for shipping and handling.
Okay. But I think you're charging me too much, but you're not going to take it off, right? There's nothing you're going to do about it?
No, ma'am, because they billed you.
Yeah, which is what you said last time I called. So when I call next month, are you going to do the same thing to me?
You won't receive any billings. You didn't even receive one for February.
Today's only the 16th.
Right, and the last time you were billed was on the 15th. So if they was going to bill you for February, they would have billed you yesterday.
This is such a scam. Okay. And there's nothing I can do. You won't take the product back, and you won't take the charge off.
Right.
No matter how many times I call you.
Right.
This is a scam. Wow. Yeah, I'm going to call Better Business Bureau next. What was your name?
T-A-N-E-K-W-A.
Spell that again.
T-A-N-E-K-W-A.
K-W-A. Okay.
Thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a nice day, ma'am.
Yep,